This call is being recorded.
Of your breath. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go and becoming more and more centered within yourself. Just letting the outside world drift away and find yourself moving deeper and deeper within yourself. Take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. Breathe in through your nose. And exhale out any darkness. Again, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, just let yourself relax and go deeper and deeper. Knowing that you're perfectly safe, you're in your tube of protective white light, and everything that you do is in perfect form. So just let go now as I count down. 5, 4. Three, going deeper and deeper, further into yourself. 2, and 1. Now completely relaxed. Focus now in your etheric body and your chakra centers and become aware of those vortexes of energy within your body, within your etheric body. Or your energy body. And notice there are 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated. There are 12 centers, but the other 3 have not yet become reactivated. But focusing on the 9, see them in perfect alignment up along your spinal cord from just below your feet up through the top of your head and above your head. Those 9 chakra centers, see them glowing brightly with their respective colors. We've all seen pictures of the chakra centers, so your imagination would allow you to be able to fully see and experience this. Is more than just seeing, though, it is feeling. Feel the expression in those chakras as you become more and more aware of them. And starting from just below your feet, the Earth Star chakra, that chakra that connects you to Gaia herself. Feel that center. Feel that grounding center as this is the center that grounds you to Gaia. See that as a deep earth brown color, perhaps with red specks or gold specks within it. And then moving up to your root chakra, deep ruby red, brilliant red color. Then to the next, orange. And the next, bright, brilliant yellow as the sun. To the heart center, deep blue-green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, magenta. The throat area, sky blue. See a brilliant, bright blue sky. To the middle of the forehead, the third eye center, purple or indigo. See a bright, brilliant night sky. to the crown chakra at the top of your head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you focus on all of those chakra centers and their respective colors and the brilliance or the intensity of those colors, know that as you visualize a higher intensity of color, you are raising the vibration in that chakra center. And thereby, you can feel that chakra center. Specifically, the chakra center that might be a little bit out of balance, whatever that one might be. Particularly feel that chakra now, whichever one it is. Could be the first, could be the second, the third, the fourth, whatever, the fifth, whatever it is. And focus on that particular chakra center now. Feel the energy in that chakra. Feel it expanding and growing. Feel it becoming more and more higher vibration. Notice as you focus on that particular chakra center and raise with your imagination, with your visualization, raising the vibration in that chakra center, it brings that chakra into balance with all of the other chakra centers. Maybe one, maybe two, may even be three that were somewhat out of balance. But focus on those, whatever ones they are, and bring those into balance by raising the vibration. When you raise the vibration in the chakras that may have been out of balance, you are bringing into resonance that chakra with the other chakra centers. And you're also bringing into resonance with the glandular system in your body that are associated with those chakra centers. So all is working together. All is coming into balance. It is all about frequency and vibration. Frequency and vibration. And as you raise the frequency and vibration of those chakra centers in your energy body, you are raising the vibration in your astral and physical body as well. All is connected together. And the glandular structure within you comes into, when that comes into balance, everything else comes into balance as well. So it is all about balance in your body. Balance and resonance, bringing everything together. Whenever there is pain or injury or illness or anything that is diseased in the body, it is because it is out of balance. So bringing this all together now, feel the balance, feel the higher vibration within you. Experience it. Be it. Now let all of those chakra centers come together now into your soul star chakra, all merging in as one, in becoming your light body. Your light body surrounding you now, surrounding your physical body and your astral and energy body, or your astral and etheric body, all together now in that soul star chakra, which is now your Merkaba light vehicle. You can begin to leave your physical body now behind and do so. Let yourself just continue to rise up, leaving your body behind, rising up higher and higher throughout, through a building, whatever you're in, to the roof of a building, high up into the sky, past the clouds, until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And as always, become aware of the planets in the solar system, and how they are so close because your imagination has them being right there in front of you. And all of the millions of ships that are out here, all watching over this ascension process that is happening, some here to just simply watch, become the, and be the observers, nor would you call the watchers, others here to assist in whatever way that they can. Many are assisting just by sending energy, just by sending thought patterns to the population of the planet, so that the programming, the old programming, is continuously wiped away by new thoughts, new higher level thoughts. Just as your higher level thoughts continue to go up into the universal mind or the quantum field and erase the old thoughts, the old programming thoughts, the thoughts of fear and anger and hate and judgment and all of those what you would consider negative thought patterns, all are erased over a period of time. But time is irrelevant here now. Time and space is all coming together as one. And the more that you begin to understand that, the more that you will understand the full power within you. So let yourself now become aware of everything that has been out of reach from your third dimensional expression, because you are now seeing into the higher dimensions, seeing what is not available to the naked physical eye in the third dimension. But now you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. Your vision is completely increased. And experience that now. Experience the world. Experience beyond this world. Experience the solar system and the galaxy and the galaxies beyond the galaxies, beyond the beyond, all the way to the universal sun, cosmic source of all of creation in this universe. And feel and experience the energy on that universal sun. Feel the power that is there. You can only feel just a small little smidgen, if you will, of that power. For anything beyond that would be too great. You can only have experience what you can. But take that little bit that you might be feeling, that small smidgen of power, and bring it back with you now. Back, all the way back from the universal sun, back through all of the galactic central suns, all the way through to this galactic sun, and to the solar system sun, and coming down, down, down to the earth, just that small smidgen of power now that is within your etheric body and your astral body, and soon to be in your physical body as well. Just that small force is so much more powerful than anything you may have ever felt before. And even this is just a small amount of power that you shall feel when you move through your full ascension. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form. And as you merge back in, go and feel that small little bit of power that came from the central sun of the universe. Feel it coming into your physical body, and moving through your physical form as a flow of energy, a flow of light, high level light, high gamma light, moving through your body. Gamma light that resonates at 40 hertz rather than the 7.8 hertz of the third dimensional illusion. Think about the difference there. Let that move through your entire physical body, just as it has already moved through your etheric and astral body, as well as your higher mental body. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed in your physical form. I am Archangel Michael. I come to be with you at this time, in this time of no time, where you are experiencing that more and more and more, where time is more and more irrelevant in your lives, or it's seemingly speeding up. And indeed, it is doing so. It is not an illusion when you say time is speeding by. Where has the time gone? Time is flying by. All of these sayings that you have are because it is indeed happening in just that way. So know that as you continue to move through your daily lives, that time itself is becoming more and more irrelevant in your lives, in your individual lives, as well as your collective lives. And it is those forces of darkness that are attempting to hold you to the sense of time as much as they can, where they say, be on time for this, or be at this place at this moment and do not be late. Things such as this. But this is no more your concern other than to do this for your fellow brothers and sisters as they are expecting this. That is the only reason you need to look at time in this sense any longer. And the more that you can free yourselves of the time frame or the sense of time itself, the more you are moving yourself, catapulting yourself ahead fully through this ascension process. And this is what this is all about. Everything in your lives right now needs to be about this, about being in the ascension process. Yes, you do need to continue to live your lives. You need to continue to go about your business in your daily lives, whatever that might be. But always know that the end result, the end goal here is ascension. Ascension in this lifetime, not in lifetimes beyond this, not in hundreds of years from now, but now in this moment that you are more and more fully moving through the ascension. Continue to allow that process to happen within you. For you are moving fully ahead, even if you do not believe that you are. Even if you think that you are being stagnant, you are not. Because every single thought that you have, when it is certainly of a positive nature, you are affecting the whole of consciousness here on this planet. And the more that you come to understand that, the more you come to understand the power within you. The power within you to change things. To change, not only change things within yourself, but change the collective consciousness of man. And that is what you all came here to do, to be the way showers, to be the ones that go before and pave the way for others after you. Just as there are those of you, the guides that work with you, that have paved the way before you, they have gone through the ascension process. They have fully ascended, the ones you call the ascended masters or the ascended ones. They are the ones that paved the way for you. You are now paving the way for those that come after you. So trust in the continuing process, even though it feels like everything is not as it needs to be. But do not let appearances deceive you, because those of the forces of darkness are doing everything they can to deceive you at this point, to deceive the collective consciousness of man, to help to make you believe that you are less than who you are, to make you believe that you have no power. But the more that you are able to overcome that programming, the more you will fully realize the power within yourselves, the power to move mountains, the power to command the stars even. That is the power within each and every one of you that came here to be a part of this expression, to move this expression forward, to move it out of the third dimensional illusionary matrix and to find the freedom outside of that matrix and indeed create the new matrix and the fifth dimensional expression, the new creation that is all a part of each and every one of you, because you are creators. You are both the created and the creators at the same time. So take my sword, my blue sword of truth, and wave it around yourselves. Literally, wave it around yourselves. And that will attract others to the truth within your being. And the truth that will help to set them free as well. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to move forward and pave the way for others to come after you. You are the way showers. Okay. Greetings to one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to for you to ask your questions if you have them. When we have answers, not always the answers that you are looking for, but the answers that you need to have. So, what would be your questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Last night I was listening to a new channel, and she channels future people. And I was a little hesitant because I knew it was going to be a prediction, but I did it anyway. And she channels this Jewish professor who lives right now in 2033. And I now feel it was a psyop, because let me explain. It was they were asking him questions. See, you guys don't do any predictions, and it was kind of interesting how the dark designed this. This is how I feel anyway. because excuse me, I'm a little tired.
Just ask your question and then we will go from there.
Okay. Well, he was saying that because he's you know, coming from 2033, it's already etched in stone. So it's not a prediction, according to them, because he's already there and he's just looking back and telling us what happened. And what he was saying was, the questions people were asking him was, he was saying things like, the Russians are going to attempt to take over the whole world, and then China is going to step in and stop it. And then he said other things like, in 2029 and 2030, there are going to be some tall, benevolent aliens land on the White House lawn, show themselves for a little while and be photographed and then leave, and then later show up around the world. And then he was saying that the worst part was that he said that Biden gets in just barely as the next president for the next 4 years. And then he said after that, after he's out of the presidency, a black woman from Africa becomes the president.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know.
Rather than continue to say what this one said, what is your question here?
Okay, my question is, it seems like a psyop. And I mean, it could be a different or a separate timeline or parallel reality, but I don't want to give any credence. I don't want to give any credence.
Yes, you are on what you call the right track here, as you say, a psyop. It is what we will say here. There are dark forces involved here. And this has happened in channeling in various ways in past times. And we will say it will continue to happen. What are called false Christs and this type of thing. Ones that come about and bring predictions. But what have we said about predictions all along? They're nothing but possibilities and probabilities based on the exact moment that it is given. So whether this one is ahead in time and looking back, there is never anything written in stone. Otherwise, if there were, we would be able to tell you exactly what was going to happen because it has already happened, you see. But we cannot and will not do that because that takes away your free will to move more fully through this ascension process, and we would never do that. So anyone that does that and says they are the real deal, we would say they are not, you see. Now, with that understanding, there are many, many different sources that are coming through with various channeling expressions, various messages from many different realms here, many different dimensions, other systems, all of these things. And whether or not they are all relevant or not is not important here. You do not need to look at the messenger, only the message that comes through and how it resonates to you as it comes through. And as you have already said, it did not resonate to you, so pay no attention to it, we would say here. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything more that you add here?
We will add a perspective, if we may, dear brother.
Oh, yes, please, for sure. Thank you.
Dearest brother, when you started the question, you said that you hesitated to listen to this one, but you did.
Right.
So we would say that your higher God self already knew and was prodding you not to listen. see. It was the first message that you received that your human self decided to listen, you see, when your God self was warning you. So we will say that you already knew at the highest level that this was false information without even asking the question. But we hear in your story a concern, and we hear the experience that you had listening to this one reverberate within your mind and your heart. So we would tell you to erase the experience, to let go of it, to pay no mind to it, dear brother. And you know this. So
yeah, no credence.
Yes, no credence to this, as this was an attempt to program you. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, I have one.
Yes.
On February 13th, there was a person who videoed a thunderstorm, and they put this video on the application that we're all using. I can't name it, but it shows in the clouds a image of a person with a wearing a hood and carrying a big stick like a sickle or something. It just showed that image for maybe 2 seconds out of this 13-second video. And I did send this to the group so that they could see it too. I sent it on February 15th, and just wondering if that was people watching over us, or if it was the bad guys, or who was?
We will tell you that this is an example of the glimpses we have been speaking of for some time, where you see they have glimpses into other dimensions, other realms, other time-space continuums even here, beyond the time-space continuum, rather. And this is an example of that. But you will notice, if you would talk to other people that are not of the same persuasion as you, or at the same, we will just say, the level of awakening that you are at this point, they would look at this and scoff at it and say it was a someone did a drawing of it, or whatever you call this type of thing, where they can manipulate this. Now, you have to understand that those that have the eyes to see, they would see this and would wonder about it, just as you are. Is this real? Is this something that is actually there within this storm here? You see? So there is so much, much more that is beyond your third dimensional expression of seeing and all of this. So much more yet to realize and to begin to understand what is out there. As your X-Files said, the truth is out there, you see. So just be ready. These glimpses, these pictures, these different things that show up in your everyday lives are going to increase dramatically over the times ahead here. Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
We have a perspective, if this one wishes for us to share it.
Anytime.
We find that this was a manipulation of computer graphics. It was not real. Namaste.
Very good.
Okay.
Would there be any other questions here?
Yes, I have a question. go ahead.
Okay, you can go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Cindy. I was wondering, one who says, I was wondering if I heard that the divine feminine, divine masculine consciousness was the template of it was anchored on earth. In other words, that we're no longer to be a patriarchal or strictly matriarchal society, because we need that the balance of the feminine and the masculine. And do you have any teachings or something that we can use, which is our responsibility of carrying forth this template? Go ahead.
Please ask your question directly here. What is it that you are looking for here?
What is our job as far as passing on this way of consciousness, the divine feminine and divine masculine balance?
We will answer.
Yes, please do.
We will share, if we may share, sister.
Yes, please.
Dear sister, this archetype that is given to your planet of divine masculine and divine feminine is part of the balance and always has been, you see. It has always been there. The yin and the yang have always been there, you see. That is why that symbol exists. Now you ask, what do we do to care for this template? You must express yourself as who you are. You have been given attributes into your personality in this life that express this template, that express part of it, some of it, all of it. And you must express it in the most divine way that you can and not shy from it, you see. What has happened in this planet is there have been programs that have been infiltrated into this divine masculine and divine feminine to somehow shame the existence of this, that you should not express this. If you are a feminine person, if you appreciate cooking or creating or animals or whatever you express, then express that. Do not shy from that. If you wish to take out your carpenter's tools and build something, then do that, you see. Because honoring this template requires that each express themselves the way that they were intended to express themselves and not to bury this. If this makes sense, dear sister. That is how you honor the balance. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, namaste.
Very good. Are there any other questions here?
Yes, I had one. Excuse me. Bashar always says, Bashar says, circumstances don't matter. They don't create matter. Only state of being matters. Only your state of being will create. So my question is pain a state of being or is it a circumstance?
Did not quite understand. Is what the state of being?
Is pain a state of being or is it a circumstance? When you're in pain, is that your circumstance or is that your state of being?
It is both. Dear sister, we apologize for interrupting.
No, please.
Here. May we continue to share, dear sister? We did not hear. May we share? We will continue. The idea that a state of being and a circumstance are separate from each other is not accurate. The idea that a circumstance sits alone without a state of being is not how this dimension works, you see. So if you experience pain, for example, it is a circumstance that results in a state of being. So it is both. Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here? We do need to release channel here. Nothing further? Then Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
We will just say that we appreciate all that participate and all that listen. As those that participate and those that listen further the consciousness of the planet. Namaste.
Very good. And we would just simply say, continue to move through your life here, looking for balance in your life. That is what this lifetime is all about, is achieving balance. So look for it, find it, feel it,
express
it in every way that you can. Yes. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.